Hi, this is William Perkins, editor of the Baptist Record, and you're listening to a Mississippi Baptist Convention Board production.
Thank you for listening to the Mississippi Baptist Around the Table podcast. I'm John Martin, Men's Ministry Director, alongside Tanner Cade, the Communications Director.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Today is a good day to talk through the annual meeting, because when this is published, we are 1 week away from the 187th annual meeting. Mm. I feel like that's a typo.
Yeah,
that's
right,
correct, right?
Yep.
I can't believe we're here. And to talk through some of the highlights of our annual meeting, we have Dr. Sean Parker, MBCB's Executive Director, in case you don't know that, here at the table with us. But before we get into some of that program, let's just remind you of what's coming up into this next week. In case you don't know, there's a bunch of different events happening, but we're talking about October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's Monday the 23rd. That's the Pastors Conference is the 23rd. You also have things like the Ministry Wives Conference that's happening that afternoon. You also have registration that opens up. Messenger registration opens up at 10:30, I believe it is. Let me pull up my notes a little bit better. 10:30 a.m. They'll be set up there at First Baptist Jackson. And the exhibit hall opens on Monday. So really, if you want to get in the groove, come on Monday. It's going to be a big day. And then Tuesday and Wednesday is when we will gavel in for that 187th meeting. It starts Tuesday at 8 a.m., basically. We have big choirs that'll kick us off, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But here's what you need to know. You need to know mbcb.org/convention. Because that is your home base for everything, including a parking map. So if you're not familiar with Jackson, hey, downtown Jackson can be a little confusing. So there's a list there of some blocks that show you where you can park to make it into the building. And then there's also things like exhibitor list that's available there, preschool care information. Of course, there's a deadline on that. You may need to call if you're listening to this right now about preschool care. And then just list of information there. Hope you can check that out and feel informed. That's what I hope, at least. Right, John?
Yep. I don't know if you said this, but we had this last week on the podcast.
Jason.
The pastor's conference is from 1 until 6. Is that right? And then at 6 o'clock,
yes,
there is a meal that you have to register for, too. And that link is on mbcb.org/convention as well.
That's right. And so if you register, you win things. That's what Jason told us last week.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Which that was a good time. So you can go back and listen to last week's episode with Jason Webb. He's doing a great work this year, and I'm sure he's ready to hand it off.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
To the next year's leader.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Parker, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. And wow, it's hard to believe that we are already this close to the annual meeting.
Yeah.
And in just a couple of weeks, and less than that, as people are listening to this, we're going to be meeting at First Baptist Church and having our family reunion, as we are fond of calling it.
That's right, no doubt.
That's right. This is how many conventions is this for you here in Mississippi, John?
It's a 20 something, probably.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm the younger guy here. I've only been here a handful of times so far. So, but I'm so glad to be helping get things going behind the scenes. I guess.
Yeah.
So. If you have any complaints, though, John, if they have any complaints, can they send those to you?
Absolutely. No doubt. I'll take them.
And then forward them to the communications department,
exactly
right?
Right. Yeah. But you can send them to me. You may not get your result, but you may. You can send them on. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. This is where we've got to be careful what we say. We may have to edit something out of the skin. But let's jump into the program. While we had you, Dr. Parker, I wanted to jump through some of the details. We haven't talked about this yet on the podcast. Some of the big things that are happening during our convention. And let me pull up my program as well. I know there's a lot of work that goes into this, but while I had you here, I thought all of us would love to hear some of your high points as we kind of walk through the time. So Tuesday morning, we kick things off with a combined choir of all three of our university groups. That is always a powerful moment of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think over the course of the last few years, as this has been done, it's almost become expected of Mississippi Baptist Messengers that the three choirs are going to join together. And it's been a rich blessing for us, and I'm thankful that they're willing to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. One of the things before we get into that, I think it's important to note of this Committee on Order of Business.
Let's do that.
It takes them a year to do this.
Let's do
right?
that.
And so
thanks
to these guys who have worked hard to get this together. Something else that's different this year is the the Bible treasure time. You know, typically the Bible treasure time has been an out-of-state guest. Yeah. Much as I can remember, it's been an out-of-state guest. And this year's a little bit unique.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, as the Order of Business Committee was working on this, we were pondering ideas of people that could come in and share the Bible treasures with us. And quite honestly, several names have been thrown out, and I don't think any of those names were consensus names for the committee. And finally somebody said, you know, we have a lot of great speakers right here in the state of Mississippi. Why don't we utilize some of them? And of course, it was an easy sell for us to think about the fact that First Baptist Church has hosted the annual meeting for decades now.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to have their pastor share with us in the Bible Treasures moment. So we extended that invitation to Chip, and he was exuberant about doing it. And so I'm thankful for him. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. Chip is one of those guys that one of the best communicators in the state, right?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean— yeah. It's great to be at his church and in his pulpit, and so I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the other one that I think, as far as the pulpit is concerned, sorry, this is where my mind goes, is Andrew Chasteen as well. Is going to be I don't know if you call that convention sermon. Sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me,
right.
But that's cool too, because Andrew's a young guy. You know, and so it's really exciting to have him.
I haven't researched this, but I would wager to say that Andrew may be one of the youngest deliverers of the convention sermon in the history of the annual meeting.
Yeah, I would say so.
And he is one of our finest young pastors and a great communicator himself, and I'm excited about that message. Andrew and I have been communicating back and forth on what he's thinking and how he feels the Lord leading him, he is really praying and diligently seeking the Lord. So
you don't want to preach the same passage.
No. I've communicated with him because he preaches first, I've told him and Lord Sweat both, I don't want to have to plow the same furrow plowed.
That's good.
Certainly, yeah.
So there's these Bible treasures that happen. Andrew Chasteen, Lloyd Sweat, obviously we have the presidential address, right? And then you will speak on Tuesday night, and then there's another one, Vance Pittman.
Vance
right?
Pittman will be delivering the message on Wednesday morning. Yeah. And, of course, Vance is with the North American Mission Board in their SIN church planning strategy, and a great communicator himself.
Yeah, he is.
We actually had him scheduled to come in and speak, I believe it was in 2020, and we ended up having to cancel the annual meeting that year. And so we all made a point of looking for an opportunity to invite him back, and this is the first opportunity that we've had.
And Vance has Mississippi connections as well.
Yeah, he does. He does. You know, he's been in and around Mississippi, and of course his dad has a lot of Mississippi connections. So he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking forward to all of those.
That's good. Well, where do you want to take it from here, John?
Sorry. Just kind of chase that rabbit.
I love it. I love it. And so, of course, I think what makes Mississippi Baptist Convention unique, I've heard this, Dr. Parker, you've talked to all different other state folks as well, but Mississippi's unique that we have a good amount of time of worship and messages, testimonies to be shared. And so I really value that, because we talked about last week with Jason Webb that, you know, as we've heard recently in some data from Lifeway, that church leaders are really in a difficult spot today, you know, just in how they're facing the day-to-day ministry. The grind of ministry really hits hard. And so coming to things like the pastor's conference and even the annual meeting, we hope would be a blessing to leaders that come to this, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I can tell you, it's a fine line that the Order of Business Committee walks to try to balance the need to deal with some business-type issues and also just celebrating the Lord and the work of the gospel across the state of Mississippi. And I think I speak for all of us. We would rather just get together and worship the Lord and hear the message and hear great music and so forth. But obviously, given our polity, there are some things that have to be decided by messengers. And so we try to do that as efficiently as we possibly can and as orderly as we can so that it can really be a time to celebrate the resurrected Lord and the work of the Holy Spirit through the local churches of Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. So what are those things that, you know, as you look over the schedule, kind of some of the big items that you think are going to be before us?
Yeah, well, a couple of things that I would mention. Number one, we are going to hear a follow-up report from our sexual abuse response team. Brad Eubank is going to be doing that on Tuesday morning. And I think that's going to be a meaningful time. They're going to share some resources with Mississippi Baptists that hopefully will be helpful in years to come. And then another item of business that I think is quite significant is that our Constitution and Bylaws Committee actually made a recommendation last year related to our governing documents, and then that'll be voted on with discussion this year. That I don't anticipate is going to be the most exciting aspect of the right. the convention, but but it is a significant aspect of it because that helps to govern our work and help us do what we do. So those are a couple of items, and of course we'll be electing a president, and Dr. Lloyd Sweat has served his two terms, so this will be somebody that has not served in the past, and that's always fun to see how the Lord works in those situations.
And it's not only president, right? Let's say we
first and second vice president, and so I hope somebody listening to this podcast is giving some thought and prayer to who you think might serve well.
Yeah. So we have a couple of big anniversaries that are coming up in Mississippi Baptist life. One is 2025. Is that right? We'll be celebrating 100 years of cooperative program. And there's conversations about that going on in the building right now, how we celebrate that appropriately. But this year, we're celebrating 100 years of BSU work, and I noticed that's on there a couple of times.
Sam Ivey is going to be sharing some celebration of that. And let me just speak personally to this issue. BSU work started in Mississippi at Mississippi University for Women, and First Baptist Church Columbus was instrumental in the start of it. So, given that I had the opportunity to serve there, I read through those historical documents a number of times through the years, and celebrated the vision of Dr. J.D. Franks, who was the pastor of the church at the time, and he just saw the need for collegiate work and really tackled that before anybody else was really thinking about it. And now here we are 100 years later, and my heavens, has the Lord not worked in wonderful ways just weekend before last, a few weekends ago. There were 700 students that gathered here in the metro area. A number of those students made professions of faith. Others made decisions that I think are going to be impactful on Mississippi Baptist life. And it just seems like that has become one of our most critical and strategic ministries within the convention.
Yeah, it's wild to me that BSU work is older than the cooperative program.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that wild?
That is true. Yeah.
So, but that's cool. That'll be a good celebration. And I notice also throughout the time, BSU students are going to give testimonies. I saw one or two on there, I think, about their summer missions call, which is a big part of what
BSU does. That's right. So. And, you know, it's hard for these guys to be with us in person. So, we're going to be recording those testimonies. And then
we got it.
Showing them. So that it will allow those students to speak into the life of the convention.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we're focused on in the building is calling out the called, and that's an emphasis on young adults. And so to see that is really good for us to help us accomplish one of the initiatives that we have in the building. And,
absolutely.
And Sam does a great job with that. So looking forward to that.
Yep.
One thing we haven't talked about as we get into the second day there, just want to point out that every Wednesday morning we kind of rotate on our universities that are highlighted during that time. And this year, William Carey is on the list. I hear Dr. Burnett's going to send me a slideshow here soon, and we're going to have his presentation ready to go. But is there anything you could say there about William Carey this year in their presentation?
Well, William Carey, of course, is doing a great job of reaching students in Mississippi and far beyond. And, of course, one of the big splashes they've made in recent past is in their medical school. And they now have the largest, we now, through William Carey, have the largest medical school in the state of Mississippi.
Wow.
And they are reaching students from around the world. Dr. Ben Burnett has been on the job now for a little over a year as the president of William Carey, and he compliments that university so well. He is one of the hardest workers that I have ever known in educational life, And he is everywhere meeting people, building relationships, and advocating for the good of William Carey. And I think people at the convention are going to pick up on his enthusiasm, mm-hmm. and they're going to pick up on his energy, and I think they're going to be blessed by it.
Yeah, that's good. That's very exciting. Obviously, to celebrate those three colleges on the first morning, and then to celebrate William Carey. And again, we do that on a rotation basis, and so it's good to celebrate all of our college ministry. Anything else on there that you think is a big issue that maybe we need to focus our time on?
Well, I think that those are the high points for sure. Yeah. Now, there'll be other issues that will come up along the way, but yeah.
Yeah, because we have resolutions, yeah, right? You've got just the open business times that can happen, and being prepared for all of that. Who knows what might come, right? That's always the great mystery.
Well, this is the big question mark in Baptist life, you know. Yeah, when you have an open business session, you're never sure exactly what might be presented as a motion. And so that's always fun.
I do know that Tuesday afternoon, Foundation's going to have coffee.
Different kinds of coffee
available in the exhibit hall.
Yeah, I don't know if we can
throw
say
that in
it
there,
or not, but it's going to be good stuff. Yeah. So they're expanding the coffee variety.
Well, I was unaware of that, so I appreciate you making me aware of it.
I don't know how we're going to make that happen. I mean, you need to be in the room, right? Those that are in the room can vote.
That can make a difference.
You can't vote if you're outside the room.
If you're down sipping coffee in the exhibit hall, it doesn't work. So that's good. You know, there are a bunch of auxiliary things that go on as well around the convention, and I don't know if you want to mention some of those. It's hard to do that because there's so many of them. But
yeah, they are, and if you mention one aside from right, the other, yeah. You run the risk of disappointing somebody. But you know, a couple that I'm excited about that are relatively new. On Monday evening, the African American Fellowship of mm-hmm. Pastors and the Hispanic Fellowship of Pastors will be having some gatherings, and both of those have grown out of our multicultural focus the last several years. And I had the opportunity to actually be at the African American Fellowship last year, and what a blessing that was. And I'm expecting that the turnout's going to be even better this year based on pre-registration. And I appreciate Lowell Walker and Rocky Z both providing mm-hmm. leadership, and of course under the direction of Paula Smith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, SART's having a luncheon.
SART is having a luncheon on Tuesday. This is going to be at the same time that the seminaries and some other organizations are gathering. But the purpose of this luncheon is to provide an opportunity for churches that have not taken advantage of Ministry Safe training. Yeah. To at least receive some guidance and direction that will help heighten sexual abuse awareness within their ministries. So Greg Love's going to be with us, mm-hmm. and of course he's the director of Ministry Safe. So I would encourage every pastor who has not gone through Ministry Safe, especially to make a point to try to be part of that luncheon.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and James Reeves with the Fearless series will also be there at the luncheon. He's been a part of this recently.
Mm-hmm. He has. Yeah.
And his focus is
more on survivor care.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he and Greg complement each other in that regard. This will be a great opportunity.
Yeah. So one thing I want to transition to, and while I have you at the table, to kind of celebrate some things that are happening in Mississippi Baptist life, this fall, it seems like I've heard more, John, Dr. Parker, y'all probably have too, about stories of baptisms, the increase mm-hmm. of baptisms across our state. I've heard churches that have had some really high numbers in baptisms.
Yeah.
We've had a story about West Heights and how their big summer baptisms went, and some other churches that have been through that. There will be an emphasis in the exhibit hall about baptisms, and I love what we're seeing there. And other things, a positive thing, not just baptisms, but you were telling me yesterday, John, about a church that had an amazing Giving Sunday.
Yeah.
People were just giving to the work of the Lord through their church, and that is just a blessing to hear. And so, Dr. Parker, I didn't know, while we have you here, if you could just speak to some of those things that are happening in Mississippi Baptist life.
Yeah, well, let me say this. First of all, our baptisms for the most recent ACP cycle actually have risen back to pre-COVID numbers.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So that's a positive sign. But I am excited about some of the things that I'm hearing from churches. And um, I'll just highlight one of those. I was with the Scott County Baptist Association late last week for their associational meeting, and we met at Ephesus Baptist Church. And so their pastor Chris was sharing with me that that they have had a great movement of the Holy Spirit over the course of the last few weeks and have baptized a number of people, far more than they have seen in recent past.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the incident that that you referred to at West Heights. And there have been some other churches across the state in the course of the last year that have had those kinds of movements of God, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it seems to me like the Lord is definitely up to something unusual, and we're seeing these kinds of things happen in Mississippi, and it needs to be celebrated for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think in Southern Baptist life, we were talking before we got started, if you just live in Southern Baptist Twitter, like, it's a world of disappointment and discouragement. Right?
I hope nobody does that.
but there are some in the midst of what can seem like confusion and disappointment and just not understanding what's going on, there are some positive things. I don't know how much you want to speak to all of that stuff, but what can you say positively about that's happening in the midst of all of that?
Well, first of all, I would say that that we here in Mississippi are continuing the work regardless of what may be going on beyond the borders of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And the issues that we just discussed, I think, are indicative of that. And what we discussed earlier in relation to campus ministry is indicative of that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an evangelistic initiative at the state fair over the next few weeks. And last year, we saw more than 200 people call on the name of the Lord as a result of that. We'll have churches from all over the state who will send volunteers to work and to have gospel conversations and so forth.
Yeah.
And then that's not even to mention the work of disaster relief, church planting. By the way, let me say this. We're going to have 6 new churches represented by messengers at the annual meeting this year.
All right. Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful. But then beyond Mississippi, you know, we are a part of Southern Baptists, and that's a coalition of some 47,000 churches across the nation. And this has been a rough few years for us in a number of regards. And it would be very easy to focus on the negatives and to become cynical and maybe skeptical of things. And I can understand how somebody would become that way. But listen, I am an eternal optimist, and this is what I see. I see that recently the International Mission Board appointed 70-plus new missionaries to go to hard-to-reach places.
Yeah.
We had 6 units from Mississippi as part of recent appointments, and several of those were going to extremely difficult places.
Yeah.
The North American Mission Board is reporting that they have just broken the record for the Annie Armstrong Easter offering.
Yeah.
They exceeded $70 million. That goes to support the work of church planting. And over the last 10 years, we as Southern Baptists have planted 10,000-plus churches.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 3,000 personnel that we're supporting directly through that. And I'll say this, you know, we do have a little bit of a leadership crisis within SBC life, especially at the executive committee level. And I'm not going to focus on those issues precisely, but I want to say this. I was at the EC meeting a couple of weeks ago in Nashville, and Bart Barber, our president, did a phenomenal job of helping to focus executive committee members and those guests in the room on who we are as Southern Baptists and what we need to be about. And I will also commend Jonathan Howe, who is, by the way, a Mississippi guy.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And had a chance to also meet his wife, and she's a Mississippi lady from Tupelo.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan did a great job in his remarks of helping everybody to focus on the positive. So while we do need to find a president for the EC as soon as possible, we have great leadership that's standing in the gap. And I have confidence in them. And in spite of all of the negatives and in spite of the cynicism that might be expressed on social media or in personal conversation, I'm inclined to say that the work of Southern Baptists is strong and people are being reached. the world is being changed, and most importantly, the name of our Lord is being glorified.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Amen. Thank goodness our work is not dependent upon one man.
That's exactly right. So, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Barber's message was very timely, I guess, wasn't it, during that moment at the EC meeting?
Yeah, so, really was. Really was.
It's great to hear that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Parker. Appreciate you so much.
Mm-hmm.
John, do you have anything else? Dr. Parker, did you have anything?
Let me say one thing.
I
want to take this opportunity to invite everybody listening to join us at First Baptist Jackson for our annual meeting. Come as a messenger. Hopefully, come as a guest, if not a messenger.
Yeah.
Be part of the wonderful work that is going on in Mississippi.
That's good.
Yep. That's right. It's a family reunion, right?
Absolutely.
We come together.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Dr. Parker. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Mississippi Baptist Around the Table podcast. My name is Sean Parker, and I serve as the Executive Director for the Mississippi Baptist Convention Board. We believe the local church is the headquarters for what we do. In fact, our mission is to equip local churches to make disciples in Mississippi and around the world. Church leaders, please know we're praying for each one of you. Thank you for your involvement in Mississippi Baptist life and for your giving to the cooperative program.